He didn't say, shout for joy, all you extroverts. And all you introverts, you just think happy thoughts, I'm good. Just feel warm and fuzzy about me, I'm fine. I'll work with that. He didn't say that. He said, shout for joy, period. There's something about the expression that changes our capacity to experience what God is doing and what he's about to do. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, everything give thanks. So as I'm laying there, I start having this sense that the key then to emotional health is rejoicing always. The key to emotional health. Here's the strange thing about, in fact, let me give reference to Thanksgiving because it'll be more visual. I'm not a great golfer. It's been years since I've gone. I have some funny stories about my golfing expertise, but anyway, I use this as an analogy. The ball's here. You got a backswing. You meet the ball. It goes on. This is yesterday. This is today. The momentum shows you where you're going tomorrow. I don't know if that made sense. You've got your backswing. You meet the ball. Your club doesn't go that way. It goes that way. There's a momentum created. When you are thankful, God, you provided for me when I didn't deserve it. I made dumb decisions financially. You covered me anyway. You provided. You healed my body here. God, you use a doctor there. I was in crisis here. I expected you to show up in a certain way. You didn't, but you never left me. And you walked me through that into triumph. And you go through all these things. What's happening is you are reviewing your yesterday and God's faithfulness, and you automatically pick up a sense of where you're going. Does that make sense? You automatically pick up a sense, this is my tomorrow. Why? Because before there's a problem, he creates a solution. One of the most astonishing things in Scripture to me is where it says Jesus was crucified from before the foundations of the world. Jesus was crucified before the foundations of the world. So before there was all this created, including humans, he was crucified. The point is, before there was sin, there was a Savior. Before there was a problem, there was a solution. So what is it that you could come up with in your life that he didn't already have a solution for? The reason for thankfulness is really quite astonishing. Thankfulness is what helps to create hope. And you know what hope is? Hope is where the best definition I've seen of biblical hope, not of the cultural word hope. The best definition that I know of is the joyful anticipation of good. Joyful. It's excited now for what's about to happen. What that means then is that hope actually gives us the opportunity to enjoy the emotional benefit of a miracle before the miracle happens. That we actually have the opportunity to explore the emotion of victory before the victory actually happens. We actually get to feed from the emotion of victory. Hope gives us access to that, and it's thanksgiving that creates that momentum. So here we have this issue. Rejoicing is the key to emotional health. Rejoicing in any situation, every situation. I believe strongly that these kinds of expressions require physical response. It requires physical response. He didn't say, shout for joy, all you extroverts. And all you introverts, you just think happy thoughts, I'm good. Just feel warm and fuzzy about me, I'm fine. I'll work with that. He didn't say that. He said, shout for joy, period. There's something about the expression that changes our capacity to experience what God is doing and what he's about to do. There's something that is transformed in us through the physical outward obedience. Sometimes it's kneeling. Sometimes it's laying on your face. Sometimes it's raising hands. Sometimes it's a dance. Sometimes, goodness, I'll never forget. First time I danced before the Lord, I was alone in a house. And I was worshiping, and I felt like the Lord said, dance. I was so embarrassed. I was embarrassed as could be. I made sure all the curtains were closed because I knew that all the news networks were there. They were wanting to film this great event that was about to happen. I did. I made sure all the curtains were closed, everything. And I'm the only one in the house. The lights are very dim. You can hardly see. And I'm in this house and I go, I have to admit, I actually felt kind of good inside. So I did it again and again and again. And eventually, you don't care what anybody thinks. But at that time, it really mattered. It mattered to me. There had to be some sort of a physical response. I like Wigglesworth says, my body doesn't tell me how it's feeling. He says, I tell my body how it's feeling. And there are times where there's just, they're not monumental things. They're not, you know, they're not God commanding us to do some impossible thing. Sometimes it's a simple thing, raise your hand. Sometimes it's lift your voice. Sometimes it's give what's in your pocket to that person in need. None of them are huge, noble tasks. But they all require some sort of external obedience. And rejoicing is just like that. I think rejoicing takes great faith. I think it's easier to hang your head and sing a song about God's worth than it is to celebrate his worth. Because you actually have to have some sense of confidence that you are accepted to rejoice. And he says, rejoice always.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.